So we can close our eyes, seal our eyes, and feel what is that this song brings us as sisters together. Feeling and grounding into the present moment. Feeling the air going through your nostrils all the way to your lungs. Grounding into your presence, into the throne of your presence. Visualizing some roots going down through your feet, all the way to Pachamama, Mother Earth. Asking for permission to the spirits of the land where you are to really ground your spirit, your energy bodies into the earth. Feeling the gravity of the earth in your body. Feeling your body moving as a pendulum with your presence. I invite you to sit in the throne of your I am present. With your breath, your inhale and your exhale. And you are welcome to open your eyes and welcome to this space. Thank you, sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly honor you for being here present with us, seeding these seeds of consciousness, being part of this community of Moon Talks. joining us every moon, every full moon, with many women all around the world. So welcome, welcome. Thank you, Jacqueline, for being here.
Such a beautiful song. It's really nice to be back here again, and we are here on a Cancer new moon, and we wanted to come back to this conversation around sisterhood. And we recorded an episode previously called The Magic of Sisterhood. So if you want to go back and listen to that one first, you're free to do that. Or if you just want to stay here and join in on this conversation, you're welcome to do that too. But this is a really big conversation, and we wanted to go deeper into it today and approach it from a bit of a different perspective. So today we are talking about some of the distortions around sisterhood and the deeper truths and the higher knowledge surrounding it, and also how have we come to this point and where are we going. So this is a conversation and a topic with obviously like multiple layers, and there's a lot of unraveling here. There's a lot of history here. There's a lot of societal conditioning and programming that we have to discuss and bring awareness to in order to set free and kind of move into this next chapter, this next phase of womanhood. And there is no womanhood without sisterhood. So, Sandra, do you want to get going, or do you want me to start off sharing on this?
Sure. I think it's important to know and to witness that there is a sisterhood wound that has been affecting most of women, if not every woman in the planet. And there is a purpose of that womb. There is a dark agenda through the patriarchy to really separate women from each other. And this is what we call today the sisterhood wound. And it's really important that we face it, that we face into this distortion to really bring light into it and keep moving forward as feminine leaders and as empowered women that we are. So during the patriarchy, actually, like all the feminine abilities and the feminine nature was really condemned, okay? But one of the bases to hold the communities together, it was the sisterhood, not just the sisterhood, it was the priestesshood, okay? The priestesshood were the centers of harmony in all towns, keeping the people connected into the divine law, okay? In the moment that the priestess and the priestess temples are being washed away and destroyed all the way down, then that pillar of light was distorted, okay? Because the feminine nature was condemned as something that destroys feminine nature, is a destroyer wild nature by the patriarchy pillars, you know? So then in that moment, the priestesshood didn't have any place in the towns, and the sisterhood either. So the women started to have a second position in leadership, in political, religious, and every area of a community. The women didn't have their place. It is really important to acknowledge that in the moment that women are separated from the important roles of a society, also there is a dark agenda of creating women separated from each other. Because in the moment that women come together, we remember that nature that we are. We remember harmony. We want to really bring better life and evolution into our lives, communities, and the world for the better. Okay, so there was an agenda that separated women, and that agenda created a programming in our cellular memory that has been manifested as gossiping, separation, jealousy, betrayal inside the feminine that probably we all have witnessed in one way or other, or even the feeling of non-trusting other women, or feeling that someone else's light is going to diminish my light. Those are consequences of a distorted idea of the feminine. So I just want to say and really like look into this sisterhood wound really deeply, because there is a reason these dark agendas wanted us to be separated. And then we were blaming each other, not supporting each other, because when women come together, women set the magic and open the realms into a new consciousness. And the good news here and my vision is that we all have those memories when we were in the priestess temples, that those memories are still latent in our bodies. And when we come together, there is a remembrance. There is something that makes us feel seen and feel witnessed, and that we want to bloom. Really deep down, all that thick programming in our cellular memory, there is a remembrance that we were in the temples. There is a remembrance that when we are with other sisters, there is something else that arises from within us. That's why we are creating the sisterhood. That's why we are acknowledging the importance of coming together, because there is a cellular somatic intelligence that lives within our cellular memory that awakens when we see each other into our eyes, especially if you are a woman that has healed, that you have healed yourself, or you are walking the divine feminine path. So there is a deep remembrance there of like trusting and surrender. And yeah, I wanted to point at this sisterhood wound that has created and rippled many consequences into our communities, to the point that we are separated from each other. There is many women that don't even have girlfriends, or there is women that even think that the feminine or women are weak, you know? So that's just a consequence. And we can even polarize ourselves into the whole fact of seeing the feminine and the women empowered through wanting to copy the male structure, you know? But even if we follow that path and we say, okay, we are going to build businesses, we are going to be goal-oriented, there will be a moment that there will be something missing. Either way, if you choose one path or other, we'll have something missing, and is the true connection with other sisters, not feeling yourself above or below, but being seen and witnessed through your own process of healing yourself, you know, through your own process of shining your light, through your own process of awakening the inner divine code that you bring into the table. And when we remember this, and when you empower yourself as a woman, you also remember and know that your sister has an authentic code that she can birth through the birth channel of her own body into the entire picture of your vision. So we are waving the same vision together. How powerful is that? It's like, you cannot compete with me, I cannot compete with you. It's that your skill and my skill come together, waving the same vision at the end of the day. We just want a better life for our families, ourselves, and the entire planet, you know, or even more planets if we keep on moving as the Ascended Master did, as the Ascended Masters did long time ago. So there is this entire vision that I have, and also like through a Woken Woman community of like women coming together and waving those visions into reality, pumping each other's up, you know, pumping each other's tires up, like raising our sisters up, like helping our sisters when things go bad, being there, being witnessed through the whole process of healing our wounds, and at the same time celebrating the wins of every step that we manifest and bloom and open into our dreams, you know. So being there for our sisters in the good and in the bad, and witnessing that at the end of the day we are all going through this together. So I wanted to point out like the sisterhood wound, and also the powerful beautiful magic that we create, the cellular memory that remembers the temple priestess arts that we were initiated to thousands and thousands of years ago, and also how our life gets better and better when you invite healthy women into your life. So this is just a little bit of it, but I think it's really important to point at this wound and to point at the entire picture of what is happening behind those terms of jealousy, comparison, and things like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of the quote, the Adrienne Rich quote, "The connections between and among women are the most feared, the most problematic, and the most potentially transforming force on the planet." And in my experience, it is coming together with other women that has felt like a homecoming that no other experience in life can really fulfill in the same way. And I think it's really important, going back on what you said, to remember that who put these ideas here? Who put these ideas in our mind? Who created the distortions against other women? Who created this feeling of competition against other women? Who created this feeling of not being enough, or that another woman is just someone to be jealous of, or to criticize, or to put down, or to judge, or to be jealous of? There are so many different fear programs around the feminine and around women against each other. And as long as we are energizing those energies of fear that are, you know, jealousy and judgment and comparison and blame, these are all fear energies. And when we are feeling this way against other women, then all we are doing is energizing these very programs that keep us stuck, and they keep us stagnant and not moving forward in life. And so we have to come to a place where we take a step back and we get really honest with ourselves, and we ask the deeper questions of who put this here? Who put this idea in my mind, and is it true? And if it's not true, then where did it come from? And who's benefiting from this? Who's benefiting from this idea of women being against each other? Because I can tell you one thing, it's not women. No woman on this earth is benefiting from being plotted against another woman, because that is not our true nature. Our true nature as women and as the feminine is to come together, to heal together, to be together, to lift each other up, like Sandra was saying, and to be the catalyst for each other's growth and expansion, and be the nourishment that we really need in hard times, and the ones celebrating with each other in the good times. And so if we don't get to this place of looking at the darker agendas behind putting women against each other, then we're never going to fully be able to liberate the sisterhood into the light. And this is the time that we're living through now. This is what's being called for. This is what's being asked for amongst all of us, is this liberation of the feminine and of the sisterhood. And the feminine is rising, whether there's no stopping it. It's the energy is only getting stronger and stronger on this planet. And so we as women have to get really honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, where are we perpetuating programs and conditionings that are not ours and that were put into our brain and do not represent the truth of who we are and the true essence of who we are and the best of our feminine nature? And it's time to rise into the best and the highest of the feminine for all of us. And in order to do that, we have to move beyond these programs that keep us enslaved. And it can sound like really big picture things when we talk about this, right? Like, for example, think about throughout history, Sandra was saying when the priestesses used to come together, but even in community where the women came together to wash clothes, to do laundry together, to cook together, there's all of these different ways that women used to operate in community together because this is our natural way of being. And then when the women stopped meeting with each other on this weekly basis and became isolated and domesticated and put into the home, then that's when the depression rates started going up amongst women. That's when the gaslighting started happening in the sense that a woman would go to a doctor who was suffering from depression because she's now isolated. She's in a role that maybe her soul doesn't want to truly be in, and goes to the doctor, and what happens? Gets told that she's crazy and put on pharmaceutical drugs that make her feel drunk and completely, you know, disconnected from herself, or in some cases given electric shock therapy or lobotomies. Like, so there's all of these there's all these things that have happened throughout history that we have to be aware of, because when we're clearing this, we're not just clearing it for our generation, we're also clearing it for our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers' generations. And so it can feel like a lot of heavy lifting. And I think it's just important to get really honest with ourselves and look at these micro actions and thoughts that we have in our day of, where am I, you know, still perpetuating this old program that has really run its course? It's like an expired program, and we just need to like throw it out like expired food and really witness, where are we still feeling jealous or just perpetuating these things that aren't rooted in love? And so I think these distortions and these sort of deeper truths around how we got here are important to be aware of, because if we're not aware of it to begin with, then we can't set it free. And I think there's also a sense of giving gratitude to what has happened between women, because without that gratitude and acknowledgement, then we can't move forward. And so there is a reason that this sisterhood wound is coming up now. There is a reason that it's coming into our awareness now. And there is a reason that it is here to tell us something. And I think the message that it is here to tell us is that we are designed for so much more magic, so much more healing, so much more transformation when we, through just being in the presence of other women, it's really simple. The power of the sisterhood just in being together, it's really simple just in the presence of other women, how quickly we can heal and transform and catalyze our lives forward.
And grow, right? Like allowing our sisters to take space, you know, to shine and take space without you feeling diminished. That's something that I really want to point at, because I also see this in conscious communities. Like, there is also this feel like women wanting to be more fill up the blank than others, you know, and like that competition that always remains. And like celebrating the wins is really important. Celebrating the wins of your sisters. You know, yeah, we are going through this whole healing for thousands of years of many atrocities that has been happening against our own nature. And it's affecting not just women. It's affecting women, men, children, and next generations. When we are talking about healing the women, we are not talking about just healing one gender. This is beyond gender. But at the end of the day, the woman is the one that carries a baby 9 months on her womb, And then she has the emotional ability to heal a home. So that's why we are focusing in women in this moment, at this time on planet Earth. It's not because this is the only gender that matters. It's because this is the cycle of life. It is feminine first, right? So following that nature, we are focusing in women. If we heal the sisterhood, if we heal the wound between sisters, that ripples into everybody, into all the communities, into all planets. Like, we are going into the root, because the women has a sensibility, a really pure sensibility that can accelerate the human consciousness and evolution. Because I like to say that we don't have one body. We have many bodies, all of us, right? And it takes a step into humbleness. And humbleness is the passport into multidimensionality. And if we open that sensitivity, we'll find pain if there is trauma. But if we have healed and we clear that trauma, then we just want to create it, because we are creative beings, like absorbing the life force, not just from our bodies, but from Mother Earth, that's converted into creativity. And we are birthing, maybe not child, maybe yes, maybe we want a family, but we are birthing creations because that's our nature. We are a hologram of Mother Earth. We want to replicate ourselves through that divine conception, through that immaculate conception, you know? So we actually replicate Mother Earth once we are healed. And in this moment, when you decide to create a project and we are actually witnessed and celebrated by your sisters, that energy is put into your project so you can keep on rising, right? So I just welcome every woman listening to this podcast, like, to do a homework, to celebrate the win of your sisters, to celebrate the blossoming of your sisters, because your sisters blossoming are going to blossom back at you, you know? This is how we are. We blossom, and we want all of us around us to blossom with us, but someone needs to go first, you know? At the end of the day, no one is going to be left behind. We are all together in this. So, what do you think, Jacqueline, if we do a little meditation into a future timeline of sisterhood?
Yeah, I would love that.
We don't need to do it. We can keep on talking, or we can at some point. Yeah, tell me.
In talking about blooming, I mean, it's way more fun to bloom together, and there's no comparison. Everyone's on their own timeline, and it's like, what you were saying about supporting each other, and it's like, how can we take that seed of support of celebrating another woman and like amplify it, pump it up like 10 times more than you normally would, or 20 times or 100 times more than you normally would, because the more that we do that, the more we energize this frequency that we are birthing, which is women supporting other women. And the thing is there's all of these sort of like narratives about that, and it's, we see it a lot in kind of the mainstream culture of women, you know, women's empowerment and women supporting other women. But then when we look down at the micro actions, it's like, are the actions matching up to the words? And one thing that I want to say on this, on the topic of the distortions, this is not about bypassing what we're feeling. So it's not about going, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing jealousy about another woman. Shove it down. Don't look at it. No, this is the opposite. The way to really transmute and to transcend the sisterhood wound is to draw awareness to it. And so when you're noticing that you have jealousy coming up in your body towards another woman, you're feeling jealousy come up in your body, don't bypass it. Instead, like, we have to feel it. And so draw awareness to, okay, in this moment, I'm feeling jealousy. Where did this jealousy come from? And get curious about the jealousy. Like, where did this feeling come from? Where in my life was maybe I taught to be jealous or compare myself to other women, and then give thanks to it. Thank you, jealousy, for coming up to show me whatever, whatever it is, whatever, just, or even just for being here. Thank you for being here. And then that is the way that we are able to not energize those timelines and those agendas that are rooted in fear. Because if the jealousy or the comparison or these things come up and we're just bypassing it, then all we're doing is shoving it down and we're keeping it in the dark, versus our awareness is really all that we need a lot of the time to go, oh, I'm feeling comparison right now. And that's how we send it into the light, and we really transmute. If we're all doing this in our daily life, then we're rapidly transmuting these old, dark, outdated timelines and bringing us into the way that we really want to be as women, and the way that we're designed to be, and the way that is natural and organic for us and the easiest for us to thrive. And I know, like, in the spiritual communities, I still see this, like, in the kind of pitting against each other, or, you know, talking bad about other teachers or women or whatever. And the thing is, like, we're still, all we're doing when we're doing this is just energizing the same program, which is the same fear-based thing. And so in order to rise above it, we really need to be diligent and vigilant in our awareness of what we want to create and how we're participating in creating the thing that we want to create. So from there, Sandra, would you want to do a meditation so we can focus on this world, that the sisterhood that we are intending and creating through our actions and through our awareness and through most of all our emotions?
Yes, let's do it. I think it's important that we have witnessed that this is a wound that is out there. And just observe yourself when you see a sister or a woman around you that is like blooming into her own divinity, into her own kingdom, and how that makes you feel, you know, like observe the subtle energies when that happens. Yes, this is a process of observing yourself, because this is a collective wound and it's out there. And then also, I recommend to be part of a conscious sisterhood where you can also be seen and witnessed, where you can like witness other women in their process, and you can be witnessed in your process. And that's the most beautiful container where you can be rooted. If you want to step up as a feminine leader, if you want to be a free woman, this is a beautiful container. And saying that, I invite you to keep following Moon Talks, because we are like gathering here a beautiful sisterhood. We are doing some talks and we are getting united. And then, yeah, let's take a really nice seat. If you have a candle, you can light a candle. If you have the possibility to bring a bowl with water, that will be really nice as well. To remember, the water contains the memory. And if we open a prayer, the prayer will be crystallizing the water of the altar, that after the meditation, after the practice, you can drink it, so you can purify your body with this meditation. So we can find a comfortable position, inhaling deep into your body, exhaling. Inhaling again into your body. You can move your hips, shake your arms, take your tongue out of your mouth. Make a sound. Release any energy that may be in your body. You can shake your arms, move your shoulders, your neck. As you inhale and exhale, inviting you to take a seat into the throne of your I Am presence, inviting you to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. calling upon the guardians of the North, White Buffalo Cow Woman, and your healed ancestors to surround you, visualizing and observing your healed ancestors coming into the picture through your mind's eye and through your imagination, using your imagination to follow my words, remembering that where you put your attention, the energy goes. Visualizing your healed ancestors, guardians, ascended master realms to be present here and now. Visualizing your body rooting into the earth. Calling upon the four gates, calling upon the north. Observing how your healed ancestors take a seat in this meditation. That's it. Visualizing a white buffalo stepping forward, bowing to you as a white buffalo puts its third eye in front of your third eye, as you can see through the eye of a white buffalo through this meditation. That's it. Good. Calling upon the guardians of the East, Isis, Hathor, Shekhmet, to step into this sacred space. Observing a golden pyramid on top of your crown chakra landing into this space. Good, that's it. Calling upon Sirius, that is open in this moment. The center of the center galactic sun, your star family, to be connected into this practice, into this meditation now. Visualizing light codes going down through the golden pyramid, all the way down through your crown chakra into your body. Connecting with Sirius as a golden sun that opens through the center of your chest. White light, radiant golden light coming upon through every cell of your body. Calling upon to your original star system to support you in this meditation. That's it. As we visualize how Isis opened her wings, landing in this space, wrapping you with her wings. As we visualize angelic realms singing songs of transformation into a new paradigm, birthing a new paradigm together, clearing this space. As we call upon Archangel Michael to release from this space any low frequency energies, entities, or reptilian entities out of this space. That's it. Good. Visualizing a crystal ball in front of you. As you put your hands on top of this crystal ball, allowing a gray smoke of old patriarchal programming against sisterhood to release your body into the crystal ball. Good. Visualizing this gray smoke coming from your ancestors through your body, out of your body, connecting all your energy bodies into this crystal ball as this crystal ball absorbs all the programming around the sisterhood wound. Out of your body, out of your body. Good. Visualizing how your ancestors, your cellular memory clears this great smoke out of your body into the crystal ball. Okay, good. A bit more. Inhaling and exhaling. Pulling your hands forward, focusing into this crystal ball, all sisters around the world, around this call, around the planet, visualizing this smoke going out of your body. Shift and clear out of the space. Thank you. Good. Allowing yourself to feel clear, lighter right now. Calling upon the South, Guadalupe Tonantzin, Mother Mary, entering this space with rose petals. As they come, sister with sister, anointing you as one more sister into the sacred sisterhood of the rose. Good. Visualizing a white rose in the center of your heart, blooming, blooming, blooming. That's it. Allowing yourself to see how this rose, it has many petals. And there is a diamond in the center of this rose with your own authentic blueprint. Good. Allowing yourself to receive this blessing from Mother Mary, full of compassion towards yourself. As Mother Mary pours sacred anointed water through your crown chakra all the way to your body, clearing, purifying, anointing your body as a feminine leader. Good. Feeling these waters vibrating inside your body, purifying your body. Good. As we call upon the guardians of the West, Joan of Arc, Mary Magdalene, Jesua, the entire order of Magdalena, Quetzalcoatl, the spirit of the deer, the wolf, and the jaguar, to enter this space surrounding you. Good. Allowing yourself to visualize yourself being cleared by these spirit animals. Allow yourself to visualize yourself peeling your skin as a new consciousness arises now. Now, that's it. Good. And now that this space is open, we can call your higher self to land through the Golden Pyramid into your body. Good. Calling a bit more of your higher self into your body today to wake up, wake up, wake up. Good. That's it. Feeling peace in the center of your heart. Allowing your heart to open, open, open. Good. Allow yourself to see many sisters around you doing this practice as they are ready to come into sacred sisterhood. Good. Allow yourself to recognize some faces of your sisters sitting next to you, sacred sisters in your path, coming together. Good. As I call upon the Rose Grail temples to land into this space now. As in the left, there is a white marble pillar of the waters, the Divine Feminine. And in the right, there is another white marble pillar of the Divine Masculine realms. The pillar of the solar and the lunar are in front of you. And I invite your consciousness to enter this zero-point quantum field, uniting all times, spaces, and dimensions. So you can enter, good, into the quantum field. That's it. Allowing yourself to visualize all times, spaces, and dimensions and unite them all into this moment. Now, good, you are in. Good. Allow yourself to visualize a body of water, a lake of water in front of you, with many sisters around you. Putting your feet into these sacred waters, anointing your feet and your path into these sacred waters of remembrance. Good. Visualizing your sisters. Maybe you can recognize some faces. Allow yourself to see them as a part of yourself. Good. As now you can go and take a seat in a sacred sister circle. That's it. Take a seat there. Good. And in the center of the circle, there is a vision. There is a global vision. And one part of this vision is assigned to every sister here. Allow yourself to wave this vision into reality. Good. Observe the part and the responsibility of you bringing your gifts forward into the world. Good. Allow yourself to witness your sisters discovering their own authentic genius, their own authentic gifts into the world, and observe how each piece of this vision is assigned to each woman in this circle. Good. Allow yourself to create a world, to visualize a world where the sisterhood is sacred, where women can see each other in their light and celebrate each other. Who is there with you? How is this vision for you? Good. Receiving this vision a bit deeper. Allowing yourself to feel what you feel about this vision of co-creation with other women. And what comes to your mind's eye? Good. Allow yourself to feel the unity with this central vision of all women around here, around this sacred circle. Pure white light of Sophianic codes that awakens the cellular memory of the divine code within you. Allowing yourself to be one of the many faces of Sophia, one of the many names, many roses, many angels of Sophia. Allowing yourself to receive more peace and gentleness towards yourself and your sisters. Uniting all times, spaces, and dimensions, anointing yourself into the throne of your I Am presence to receive who you are with grace and ease, being gentle with yourself, following pleasure, following your dreams, your passions, that are encoded in this mission. Allowing yourself to celebrate your wins and be celebrated by your sisters. Allow yourself to manifest your creations into reality and feel good about being seen and being witnessed in your throne, in your power. It is safe to be seen. It is safe to be you. It is safe to remember your divinity once again. It is time, sister. It is time. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Allowing yourself to receive this code into your body. Allow yourself to see your healed ancestors around you, witnessing you. Allow yourself to witness your guides, Ascended Master Realms around you, bowing at you. Allowing yourself to be here, to be witness, to be you, with no apologies. That's it. As you can inhale back into your body, as you can remember your I am presence of your true divine nature in your cells and bones. Remembering who you are. Seeing the light within you and within your sisters, allowing yourself to shine. Allowing yourself to love yourself, to shine enough, to be an example of how much light it can pour through your body temple. Awakening your sexuality as sacred, protecting your energy, remembering the sacred sisterhood that activates your own awareness into the depths of the path of the priestess, of the sacred woman that you are. Opening your senses and sensitivities so your energy bodies unite with your physical body and you can see it with integrity into the alignment of your Sophianic authentic code. Being proud of who you are. Good. As I invite you to inhale and exhale, as I invite you to move your fingers and toes and touch your body with your eyes closed, touching your body as a vehicle of transformation, touching your body temple, welcoming your body temple. Into this space. Bring your hands in your heart where the white rose is blooming and blooming and blooming. Allowing a message that comes from this rose to rise up, rise up, rise up. Feeling proud of who you are. Feeling the gravity of the earth in your bones and body. Remembering that you are one of many, that we are on this together, that we are waving our visions into reality once again, all together. And when you are ready, I invite you to open the windows of your soul, your eyes. Inhaling and exhaling. Feeling what you feel in your body. Giving yourself a hug. And witnessing a sister in your left and a sister in your right. And feeling held and supported by her. As you can bring a smile into your face.